Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, everybody. It is time for the good show. This is Dolly McCarthy, your host. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, gosh, I'm banging into everything here. Apologize for that. I want to say hello to everybody on Blog Talk Radio. I've been listening to the good show for 7 years. This is the seven-year itch, folks, seven-year anniversary of the good show, where we bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Yep. And to everyone listening on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, yo, and to those of you listening on 1010 News Talk, you're rocking. You guys are the best. Thanks for following along on Twitter and on Instagram, Facebook. I love all your messages every week. Speaking of week, like I said, this is the 315th episode now of the Dolly McCarthy Show, 7 years strong. And over 30,000 listeners. Wow. I just can't thank you all enough for tuning in and listening to me and things that I have to say, but more importantly about what the non-for-profits in Chicagoland have to say. And that's what this show is all about. We feature the non-for-profits. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. You know that. And I just wanted to acknowledge that. And, you know, it's really, really quite amazing that we just haven't even begun to really scratch the surface of the number of causes, good things going on in the communities in the Chicagoland area, and the number of non-for-profits. We just haven't even begun. There's so much more here. I'm podcasting, live from my new studios in Uptown Park Ridge. And so there might be an echo here because the room is empty. You only do so much in a day, right? But I was so eager to get in here and start the show, so I'm excited about this. And so the new studio is in Uptown Park Ridge, 132 South Prospect. You can come visit me. But first, let me know you're coming, because I'm in and out, you know. Yesterday, I got some lovely flowers from a dear friend, and the florist kept missing me. I was in and out all day. And finally, we caught up with each other, and this thing is massive. Very dear friend of mine. It's this beautiful planter with flowers, and the base is this, it's like tree branches wrapped around each other. They're just beautiful. And I'm just, you know what? It's so nice. And this person is so special to me. I can think of them every day when I see this, but it's nice to have something alive and fresh in a small room. And it really makes the room come alive. And obviously, you know, good for breathing, right? That's what they say. But it's just beautiful. There's lots of beauty around me, and I like it that way. All right, so that's my little introduction. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the good show. Really appreciate it. Hey, if you're not doing anything tonight and you're mildly curious about coming to Ireland with me, I'm still going there, still making it happen, November 1st through the 8th. So tonight, if you want to learn more about it, I only get room for 5 more people. 30 people going already, but we do have room for 5 more. So if you'd like to learn more about the trip and join me and Harp and Fiddles owner, Declan Stapleton, we're going to be heading to Ireland November 1st through the 8th this year, 6 nights, 7 days. The tour includes hotel, breakfast daily, 3 dinners, all the Guinness you can drink. I'm just kidding. First round's on me, that's for sure. We're going to be heading to Trinity College, the Guinness Storehouse, Cliffs of Moher, Aran Islands, the Dingle Peninsula, Ring of Kerry. I don't think I've left anything off. Oh, yes, Dublin. Pub crawl in Dublin. It's only $14.95, and then you get your airfare, which is what I paid, about $500. So for less than $2,000, you can spend a week with me in Ireland. That's tonight. Come on over to the Harp and Fiddle, starting at 7 o'clock tonight, I believe it is. Maybe 7:30. Yeah, get there early. Have a pint with me. So that's Ireland. St. Pat's High School has their Green and Gold Gala this weekend. I think the tickets are all sold out. They're going to be celebrating next year 160 years of the boys over at Holy Cross at St. Pat's. I can't believe I said that. I was thinking of Cross. Mother Guerin and Holy Cross merged. Mother Guerin's my alma mater. They just merged, and then we just found out in December that they're going to be closing. So sad news over there. We're going to be talking to some of the Sisters of Providence, hopefully on the show in the upcoming weeks, and talk about what's going to happen now with all those items, artifacts in the building, which I would love to have some hands on. Brightside Theater is coming on as our guest today. Julie Cornick, the Executive Director of Brightside Theater, will be joining us. But first, this is the Good Show, Blog Talk Radio. Make magic happen! Park Ridge Newcomers Club is kicking off their annual Labor of Love fundraiser, the LOL Gala. Make Magic Happen is May 9th, 2020 at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Tickets are now on sale. You can check them out. The web is parkridgenewcomersclub.org/laborofLove. And I want to do a special shout out to everybody who came out to Harp and Fiddle on Saturday night and kicked off the Winter Music Fest. This is the first ever. We may be doing this again, folks, because it was a huge success and so much fun. I mean, what could go wrong? Guinness and live music surrounded in the environment of a gorgeous Irish pub. If you've not checked out Harp and Fiddle in Uptown Park Ridge, definitely go check them out. And especially if you're not able to go at night and you're passing through and it's lunchtime, I'll give you a little tip. One of my favorite things to do on Tuesdays is to go into Harp and Fiddle and have their brisket chili. It's to die for, really. It is to die for. I cannot wait for next Tuesday. Next Tuesday is my birthday, so I'm going to Harp. Actually, I'm not quite sure where I'm going to be. I probably shouldn't put that out there. But yeah, it's a good possibility that I'll make the stop over there at Harp and Fiddle in Uptown Park Ridge for their delicious brisket chili. All right, I want to do a shout out to my friends over at Midwest Coach Limousine. Hey, did you know they're a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff? They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. You can visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. And to Sullivan Steakhouse, thanks, guys, for supporting the show, the Good Show, for 7 years now. Sullivan Steakhouse is offering guests, not them, I've been offering guests the Good Show, but Sullivan Steakhouse for years has been offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check them out, sullivansteak.com. North Fork Farm, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Family owned and operated since 1961, it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offering services for weddings, parties, and contact the farm at 1-5-768-5400. You can also check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Alrighty, like I said, another good edition of the Good Show. This is our 314th, maybe 15th. Am I losing count here? I'm trying not to here. But 315 shows. Wow. I can't believe how time has flown by. Time flies when you're having fun. That's what my daddy used to say. And we sure are having a good time. Every time this woman is on the show, I mean, first of all, she's a doll. I love having her on the show, and we have a good time when I see her. Theodora Gillespie is from the Quad County Urban League, and she's on the show again. I'm glad to have her back on the show. The Quad County Urban League is having their Women's Empowerment Summit. It's coming up. I think it's next weekend, but we got her on the line. Theodora, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, hello.
How are
Welcome
you,
back, my friend.
Oh, glad to be back, and thanks for having us again.
Of course, always a pleasure. The Quad County Urban League, first of all, for those that aren't familiar with it, Theodore, let's just tell everybody what this is all about, and then we'll dive into the my favorite event that you guys put on every year, the Women's Empowerment Summit. Empowered.
So you know the Quiet County Urban League is one of a 90 Urban League affiliates across the country. We've been in existence over 44 years, going on our 45th anniversary. And so for the past 6 years, we decided to do a Women Empowerment Summit and something in the Western Suburb to celebrate women, to acknowledge women, to empower women to network with each other through mentoring and coaching and just being there, supporting our initiatives, whether it's entrepreneur, whether it's a career advancement or a career pursuit of a career. But the whole idea is that we just celebrate and promote women. Mm-hmm. And it's one of my favorite events that we do at the Urban League because so many times, you know, we're kind of like that silent voice where we don't have the kind of support that we need to just keep moving forward, whatever we're trying to pursue. So we honor women for their excellence and opportunity in their careers or their business. And we acknowledge them for the hard work because it's not always easy being a woman when you're trying to compete in various segments. So we're excited. It's March the 13th at Burr Ridge, the Marriott Burr Ridge. And it starts from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and we do a networking where women can have an opportunity to just share and share ideas and just kind of work with each other to help pursue their careers or their business interests.
And so this year,
Dolly, we're doing something totally different, a little different. We're going to have a policy circle. We had an opportunity to have a partnership with Deville Legree. I'm sorry.
Oh, good. Oh, we lost Jim over there. Can you hear me?
Oh, you lost? Yes, I can. I'm sorry. Something we're doing this year is we're going
to... But I lost you there.
Okay. Sorry about that. We're going to have an opportunity to have a policy circle where women can sit around and talk about different issues and figure out how that they can have an impact on those issues that they are most concerned about, which is a little different than we've done in past years. So kind of really to amplify the voice of the woman through policy.
Okay, is this like a roundtable discussion or are these going to be broken up into small groups? Or is it overall?
It would be.
We have a lot of women that show up to this Empowerment Summit. I've been there, and I've enjoyed it every time I've gone. I was out of town last year, so I missed it. You have how many women were in there? At least 300-400.
Well, we have anywhere between 200-300 women who attend the event each year, and it's very emotional and moving for women to be able to share and to help others, you know, pursue whatever they're trying to pursue, whether it's in their careers. But the policy circle for one of the sessions is small round tables where women can interact and talk to each other and just, you know, share concerns versus policies that may be important to them.
Theodore?
Yeah. Am I breaking up?
Now
I'm
I can
sorry.
Hear you. You went out.
Okay.
You're breaking up. Why don't you just repeat what you were...
Okay.
There you go. Now I hear you.
All right. You hear me now? Okay. Sorry about that. I'm on my cell phone.
Yes.
Depending on where
you are,
you can get a bad signal. But just, you know, the circle, the policy circle is just for women to be able to share their concerns and ideas on issues that are concerning to them and how that they can have an impact on those policies. So it's 100-year anniversary...
Mm-hmm. When you go ahead,
100-year anniversary of the woman right to vote. So, what a fitting way to really talk about policy because that's how it all started. Women being able to address their concerns and voicing their concerns about having equal rights to vote.
Mm-hmm. It'll be definitely a conversation piece for sure. And people, what other things are you expecting women to bring up as some concerns that they would have?
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about is, am I breaking up too bad?
I think we're okay now. Hopefully we're good. Just stay there.
I'm sorry about this, you know. Sometimes the cell phone goes in and out, and I apologize. Mm-hmm. But one of the things we talk about, women being mentor to each other, you know, what that means to have a mentor or what that means to be a mentor for someone. And then the biggest thing we want to make sure is that women, that we're really focused on women not really hating on each other, that we're here to support and to encourage women to pursue their dreams and providing that support and feeling good about what they want to pursue. Then also just making sure that we empower women for whatever. And that's what our slogan as the Urban League is about, empowering individuals and changing lives. And so we wanted to really capture that voice this year in the Women Empowerment Summit that, you know, for 100 years we've been disrupting the status. And so now we want to make sure that whatever we can do to empower women to continue to carry their voice.
Absolutely. I love it. That's one of the things I love about this Empowerment Summit is you're not alone, ladies, that's for sure. And this summit really reminds us that together we can make a difference. In Quad County Urban League is certainly making a difference for women in general, all women, all walks of life. And it's great to have that support and the mentoring involved. You've got some keynote speakers. Who's going to be the one keynote speaker during the summit coming up? This is Friday, March 13th, guys, at the Chicago Marriott Southwest with the Quad County Urban League. And I'll just drop that website really quick in case folks want to just – we're having a little bit of a bad connection. And so if we've lost you and you want more information, you can check out the web at qcul.org. www.qcul.org for more information on this day-long event that really is celebrating women leaders. So your keynote speaker, why don't we talk a little bit about who that's going to be?
Yes, so in the morning we have Comptroller Susana Mendoza, who will be our keynote speaker that will start us out. And that basically carries the theme, woman voice heard, and 100 years of disruption. And then we will also have Senator Lightfoot, who will follow her after that, Senator Kimberly Lightfoot. And then we're going to have Dr. Green, who is a young female doctor who feels that she has the cure for cancer. And her story is phenomenal because she talks about how her grandmother raised her and how the suffering she encountered by losing such a major part of her family. And so is, again, you know, trying to get that message out there about, you know, there is a cure for cancer and how we can do to make sure that her work and her efforts in trying to make sure that women do not go through these types of challenges in their lives. So that's exciting. And then we have some other women, professional women who are executive in their corporations who will share their path to success and encourage other women to be able to navigate mm-hmm. through those challenges. So it's a fun-filled, packed event. And as you indicated before, Adali, and what you have experienced is that this is to celebrate women and to just encourage women to continue to pursue their dreams. And something that, you know, we haven't done much out in the western suburb, and we've been doing it for 6 years, and it just keeps getting better and better each year.
Mm-hmm. So if you are a woman-owned business, a minority, females in general, person with disabilities, this is definitely an empowerment summit you don't want to miss, right?
Right, absolutely.
And so tell us about the day. How does it start out? Can you go through the schedules for those? We have a little extra time because I want to give you a little extra time with these technical difficulties that we've been having. To take us through the day, if someone's listening, I mean, this is really worth taking a day off of work or pausing through our busy days. To this really does speak to the woman who's out there working hard, juggling it all, or even the single woman. She can be in a room with inspiring CEOs, executives that really can encourage her. I found that myself. Being in that room, it really empowered me to take my business to the next level, take my personal responsibility, my being, my existence to almost the next level, really engaging with the environment around me. And this really does empower you to do that. Have I said empowerment enough? So let's go through the day.
And so if you're a woman that really enjoy networking and interacting with women of different walks of life, this is the event for you. So that morning we start out at 7:15, where we have a continental breakfast and where women can just, you know, network and get to meet each other. And then we start out with our keynote speakers. I said before, Comptroller Susanna, and then we're also part of that. We're going to add in a presidential candidate. We have two candidates from the Democratic primary that we're going to invite, not necessarily those individuals, but some of their surrogate, just to share with the women about their agenda. And then, again, Dr. Green will share her story, and so you'll get a chance to hear more about it, what she's trying to accomplish in her cure for cancer. And then we have other fireside chat sessions that would talk about mentoring, talk about you know, the power, influence, and your voice. And then, of course, we acknowledge women in our communities who have been trailblazers in their professional or in their different careers or their political pursuit. And then again, we have the fireside chat, which we're calling that dessert, and policy, where again we're talking about issues that are really concerned to women and how do we have an impact on those particular policy. And then at the end we have our pitch competition, and I don't know if you ever had a chance to witness the pitch competitions, but these are women who are creating their business.
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, you got to come this year, Dolly. You got to make sure you're there this year. Hopefully you're in town. And just, you know, you don't have to stay the whole day. Just, you know, come to those events that may be interesting to you. But the pitch competition give women an opportunity to pitch their business and to get feedback on how they can go to the next level. And, of course, at the end of the session, of the summit is that we have the networking reception where we're having wine and hors d'oeuvres, and just women get a chance to really network a little bit more and then exchange cards and how they can continue to connect with each other after the event. So I'm excited again, as I am always, and I think it's a fun-filled day of information and networking and sharing of opportunities for women within our community.
Absolutely. I love a day or even a week or a weekend with my girlfriends, women in general, together, empowering each other and really just supporting and helping each other out in ways that they can.
Correct.
I like that pitch idea. I really like that. So we have a little bit more time too. What about after the Empowerment Summit? And by the way, if you'd like to go to the Empowerment Summit, you can get tickets right on you have a contact
website.
Or what's the website? Go to the website. Okay.
Yes, you can.
You want to give that website one more time?
You can go to qcul.org and then go to our event page, and it will bring up the Women Empowerment Summit. And there's also a video there that gives you an idea of the women who have attended in past years and some of the things that, you know, vendors who's there to sell their product.
The honorary Justice Cynthia Combs will be there as well. So she's going to be there, or are we just...
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is the Justice Cynthia Combs, will she be there?
Yes. Judge Cynthia
Combs.
And we're honoring her.
Reading it wrong.
Yeah, she's
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be there. We're honoring her for pursuit as being a judge, and so, you know, this is exciting for her and excited for her for us that she will be attending as well. So yeah, get an opportunity to interact and network with the women of, as I said before, of different walks, and just sharing their path to success and how we as women can also utilize the tools that they've used to move forward in their careers.
Fantastic. Okay, so in all how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $125 for individuals. And then we have we also have a part where we want to encourage students to attend. So their cost will be $50.
Fantastic. That's great.
So
if you're an executive or a women-owned business, bring your kids, bring your daughters. This is great.
Yes.
And it's an all-day thing, starting with breakfast, lunch, and then wrapping up right before dinner. Is that when it wraps up?
Yes, wrapping up before dinner and with just a cocktail reception.
Yeah. And you've been with the Quad County Urban League for years. How many years now?
With the Urban League for 32 years. I've been in this position for 22 years.
Wow.
So it's been a great journey.
It sure has. And the Quad County Urban League is out in Aurora, but you cover what county?
Yes.
Is it Will?
Yes, so we cover four counties.
DuPage,
mm-hmm. Kane, Kendall, and Will counties. And so our office is located in Aurora, but our service reach is more than just the Aurora community. And actually, Aurora sits in four counties, but we go all the way up to Oak Brook, all the way over to Joliet and Elgin, and then in the Kendall counties, which includes Yorkville and Sugar Grove. So we have about 2 million
in
our service area. Absolutely.
Yeah, anybody can come. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have women that come as far, you know, from Chicago. So, and it's not such a big event where you really can't get a chance to be more intimate with other women. It's small enough so that everyone can get something out of it and enjoy and actually make some connection.
Right. And it is really a wonderful, wonderful event put on by the Quad County Urban League. And I've gone a couple of times, and I'm hoping I can get there this year. I knew I was out. I missed it last year. I missed a lot. But
I'm hoping
to get over there.
You've
and
grown,
darling.
Yeah, your business has grown as well. I said your business has grown as well.
It has. And other women, I have to thank other women for that. And the way you thank people is you help another woman. You know, you help them.
Absolutely.
Teach them some skills, give them some encouragement. And those are things that I got from the summit, too. Believe it or not, even just a one-day summit made a difference in my life, too. And seeing a variety from all walks of life, women in the room, it's not all the same people. It's like we go to conferences and we're all publishers or we're all media people. These are people all walks of life. So it's really it's special, and it's even more interesting and engaging in that way. And so I can't say enough good things about it. Besides this empowerment summit, overall, the Quad County Urban League, you want to talk about some of the events that you're going to have coming up after the summit, or what things that you're working on, Theodore?
So, yeah, I just kind of want to share some of the things that we're working on. Of course, you know, the Urban League is about providing training opportunities for individuals to pursue whatever careers they may be interested in. But mainly what we're doing now is working with various corporations to get young people into the utility construction industry. You know that it's growing, the infrastructure is changing with our utility companies, and so we want to make sure that they have the tools that they need to pursue those careers. So it's one of the big things that we're doing. And then also, of course, is encouraging young people to get their high school diploma so that they can be able to find jobs where they can take care of themselves as well as their families. And then a college readiness program where we are working with youth in our community, and particularly minority youth, to pursue careers in the science, technology, and business fields, and that they have the foundation that they need to be successful in pursuing those career opportunities. And, of course, we are doing working on our census. That 2020 is where everyone needs to be counted because it impacts the amount of money that we receive in our various communities for things that we really need in terms of health care facilities, for our schools, for our infrastructure, which means our roads and bridges, and for the support that we need to come back into our municipalities that we can be able to live comfortable for our children, mm-hmm. as well as those mm-hmm. who were not even born at this point in time. So we're really pushing that everyone need to be counted because we want to make sure that we have representatives in Congress or the Senate that will have our voice. And so that's the big push that we're working with various organizations and municipalities to make sure that everyone is counted. So that's
fantastic.
Huge for us for 2020, and so that's something we want to push more than ever, that Illinois is counted
fantastic.
So that we can get mm-hmm. the resources that we need for our communities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So important, that census. And so important to have you guys around. The Quad County Urban League, longstanding tradition, the Women's Empowerment Summit coming up next Friday. You don't want to miss it. Bring your daughters.
You do not.
Tell your coworkers. Get your boss to get you a ticket. Right? You don't want to miss this one.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right.
All right. One more time. Let's throw up the website there. And Theodia, it was so nice to have you back on the show. And I'm really proud to know you as a person and for all you do in our community and beyond. Thanks for all you do and making a difference and making the world a better place, really.
Thank you, Dolly. Thank you for having us. And again, anyone who's interested in learning anything about the Urban League as well as our women empowerment, visit our website, which is qcul.org. And Dolly, I hope I can see you on Friday. You know, please give us a call. Our office number is 630-851-2203.
Thanks, Theodia. Good
Thank
chance,
you, Dolly.
I'll see you soon. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks again for coming on the show. Bye bye.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, let's get right to it. My next guest, Julie Cornick with the Bright Side Theater. She started this theater, I think over 15 years now. She's on the line. Let me just ask her. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Dolly, how are you? Thank you so much. I always appreciate being here.
You're my favorite guest. I think you've been on the show more than anybody.
Oh, I love that idea. It's not quite 15 years, though. We're not quite that old yet. So we are in our ninth season, but we started the company 11 years ago, but season number 9.
Wow. Wow. Time is just flying by, my friend. So you've got really good shows. Up, not for the whole family. There's even some really good ones, Disney shows, right, coming up for kids. So we're going to dive right in. Steel Magnolias, one of the 30-year anniversary, right, of the movie.
Yes, of the release of the film. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic film, right? We all know the story of these lovely ladies who really find their security place in that salon and all the trials and tribulations of their life and as seasons change and how they support each other through the ups and downs of life. So we actually open that lovely play tomorrow on March 6th, and that will play at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall for 3 weekends, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3 p.m. And we have 6 lovely ladies who grace the stage bringing those characters to life. And it is directed by Stephanie Murphy, so she's a guest director. So I love the fact that it's such a woman-focused production. It made sense, obviously, to have a woman director come in and take the reins and bring this show to life.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. What a treat. Like, if you want to go out with your girlfriends, this is a great show to go see together with the girlfriends.
Yes.
Get a bunch of girls in downtown Naperville, is right there across the street. Great restaurants to eat and dine and, you know, even drinks afterwards. So it's a great environment to be in. It's so convenient where Miley Swallow Hall is at North Central College there, where the production, for most of all of your productions take place, right, for Brightside Theater?
They pretty much all do, except we did add in that brand new concert version series of a production. We just closed 9. It was just a one weekend only. We actually did that at the Madden Theater, which is a black box space within the Wentz Concert Hall just down the street. So it was a very intimate setting that was felt very cabaret. We kind of set it up that way and had a glorious time showing the music of this production. So it was a concert version staged production of the musical 9. So we did that. That was something that we knew this year. But all of our main stage regular productions are on the stage at the theater at Miley Solo Hall. Mm-hmm. So that holds true for Steel Magnolias for this coming month. And then at the same time, we get to do the lovely kids program with our Brightside Theater Youth Project. And we have 41 kids gracing our stage from the 7th of March through the 15th with Frozen Junior. So it is incredible the amount of kids gracing the stage and having just a blast. It's just a fun piece for the kids. It's great for all ages. We have everywhere from 8 to almost 17 in the cast on our stage, and having them all work together to share this production with our audience and with the kids. So it's our kind of our tagline is kids performing for kids. And it's great to have the family out. And on our 2 p.m. performance on Sunday, we will have a touch tour and audio described production for those individuals who are blind or have low vision. So we've put together a program to enhance their theatrical experience with us. So they'll actually come in a little bit earlier and get to kind of touch the props and get descriptions of what those all look like and feel and what their meanings are, and be able to tour the stage and meet some of the main characters and just get used to what they sound like and what costumes they have. Yeah, so
that's
something
new.
What
do you think of that? Is that something new? I've never heard of this.
It's not a new concept in any way, shape, or form. And many of the larger theaters within the Chicagoland area, definitely do that. I think we're probably one of the first ones out here in the suburbs, and especially being a smaller theater company, we're tackling that. One of our staff members has a son who is blind, and she said, hey, would you guys ever think about doing that? And we said, why not? I know I've been very vocal. My son has autism, so we're looking to perhaps expand into certain programmings for that next year as well, or having it signed. So we're just looking at ways that we can get kids to the theater and have it be more accessible to everyone. And we just are focusing right now on the kids program because I think it's one of the areas that isn't always tackled, and it's our one shot a year to be able to do that and get these kids to be able to experience live theater in the ways they need to do it and the ways they need to experience it. So it's been a kind of a cool experience, so we're in the process of kicking that off as well. So it's great to have this very woman-empowered, funny, yet touching and, tugs at the heart, Steel Magnolias, and then to come to the kids' production and have 41 kids on that stage bring a show to life for the love of theater and art. And so it's accessible to as many people as we can. So it's going to be a busy couple weekends. The kids' show only runs till the 15th, so they run 2 weekends, while Steel Magnolias will run a total of 3 weekends.
Mm-hmm. What a great opportunity. Getting back to the kids, the Brightside Theater's Youth Project, this is a newer program that you started. I'm not even going to guess because I bombed the first
time. It was our second season. So we kicked off our first season and immediately in our second year expanded it and ended the kids program. But the kids program has evolved and changed, and we've added summer camps, which will be coming up. We'll have a summer camp with our kids with options for anywhere from, we split it from like 5th to 12th grade and kindergarten to 4th grade. And we're going to do kind of this Broadway musical mashup of singing and dancing to Broadway's biggest hits, kind of a little bit in a show choir style, although it's not going to be necessarily focused like that, but just kind of picking some of the favorite hits and having the kids come out and learn songs and dances over the summer. So that's expanded. We've done playing the days where they come out. We had 9 children participate in our playing the day for our latest President's Day off, since most kids are off of school. So they kind of came in and had a day camp where they used their creativity to actually create skits and practice it and write it and perform it for mom and dad at the end of the day. So the program keeps growing, and we just feel the arts is so important, not only from the kid perspective, but from the adults as well. It's a great escape from reality and life, and that's why we look on the bright side of life. But also, we feel it just it gives people a sense of empathy, more empathy for the kids. It's a great learning experience, whether they want to do this later in life. But it's working together as a team. How do I problem solve? How do I plan to get from point A to point B in the time that I need to make my mark on stage? So it's not just about the performance. That's just how it all culminates of all their work, hard work put together. That's kind of the same. The same as our adults, right? It's a great way to work together as a team to put the art out there and have people come and experience that and kind of get away from the day-to-day life, which, you know, there's enough drama in our lives as it is,
well,
right?
Well, like you said, looking on the bright side, but look at the one thing that I'm so impressed with this youth project is the opportunity these children have to work with professional directors, with you know, musical directors, choreographers, and designers, and artists at such a young age, and all of the adults that you have, the staff that you have, their professional backgrounds, you know, coming from Broadway, Chicago, the Drury Lane, Paramount Theater. I mean, they're all over. So all that talent given to your child directly you can't find that kind of a program in the Chicagoland area like that. That's accessible, maybe a little bit more affordable too. I always talk about Park Ridge Theater, what a bargain it is. It's like going to Broadway in Chicago and you get free parking and a decent price ticket and easy in and out. So, but it's quality performances. It's bringing you know, the talents of people in the community and also those that probably like you, Julie, I mean, you've done professional theater and professional singing, and now look at this, we got this talent on a stage really easily accessible to enjoy. It's top notch. So I'm a big fan of Brightside Theater. If you've not gone to any show, where have you been, people? We've been talking about this for years on the show.
Come join us.
At least 6-7 years on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We've been really a proud sponsor of the Brightside Theater and all that you represent, Julie. You bring out the best
These
children and even the adults. It's such a fun group of people. We've always enjoyed your show. Can't say enough good things about it. So if you want to go check them out, you really should. Julie, give us the details real quick on the Steel Magnolias coming up, and then
you got it. So Steel Magnolias. Once again, March 6th through the 22nd, with Friday and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3. And then we've got Frozen Junior will play on Saturday, March 7th and 14th at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then on the 8th and 15th on the Sundays, we'll just have a 6 o'clock performance. It just runs for 60 minutes, so it's great for the young kids. This is the type of production to take the family to so that they can get the opportunity to expose them to live theater with a ticket of an adult priced at $15 and a child or student at $10. You cannot beat it anywhere. A great way to support the other kids who are going to be on the stage performing. It's a great experience. You can get tickets at brightsidetheater.com, or you can call the box office at 630-447-8497.
You are perfect. Right on the dot there. She ended it perfectly. Julie Cornick with the Brightside Theater. We'll see you soon, Julie. Break a leg.
Thank you, Dolly.
In the theater business. And on that note, it's time to end the show. Stay good, everybody. Stay positive and good to each other. And tune in next week for another edition of The Good Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. And happy 7-year anniversary to The Good Show. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Dolly.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.